When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
I drift back in time and I find my feet down on Main Street.
Indeed. And in the studio, Lynn Nagin from Mac Kite in the most hideous Christmas sweater I've seen.
Thank you. I love it.
Right into that microphone.
Sure.
Hang on. I'm not getting any. Hang on. Ugh. 1 second. Wait a minute. That might be mic two. Hang on. This is why they have us check this out before. Oh, for crying out loud. Hang on. Just say your name really loud. Yeah, I can't even get this to work. Hang on, let me do this. Come on. Hey, just hang on, I'm going to do something. I'm going to slide you over because I can't get my mics to work. Yes. Well, hang on. Oh, for crying out loud. All right, say your name.
Lynn Nagin.
And I can't get it to work. This is ridiculous. Hang on 1 second. I don't believe this. Hang on. All right, go back to mic one.
Good morning, good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm sorry about that.
No worries.
Oh my gosh, I had this big intro planned for you and I couldn't get anything to work. That sweater you're wearing is hideous.
Thank you very much.
And you're getting ready for an ugly Christmas sweater day in downtown Grand Haven. What is this all about?
This is all about celebrating Christmas and your uniqueness. Not everything has to be perfect and in beautiful packages. Sometimes the joy is Christmas, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And celebrating with an ugly sweater can be spreading joy to everybody,
I
right?
love it.
You can enjoy my ugly sweater.
So people wear their ugly sweaters. They go into stores. They take a picture of them, a selfie of themselves in
Correct.
That store.
Yes.
And then their name goes into a drawing for gifts or things?
So, yeah. So okay. They post that to the Facebook event.
Mm-hmm.
And then we all get to enjoy all your photos.
Oh, sweet. I love this.
Yes.
Okay.
And then we'll draw some random winners. And there's some great prizes. I know Boris has put up a prize. Matt Kite, of course, has put up a prize.
Nice.
Blueberry Haven has.
Okay.
There's, you know, who knows?
It's just fun.
It's all about the fun.
You need some hideous plaid pants to go with that sweater, by the way,
you.
Lynn. You really, really do. Lots of stuff going on at Mac Kite. You guys are doing the 12 Days of Christmas.
We are.
Tell me about this.
Yes. One every day for the first 12 days of December. We discount one item deeply.
Mm-hmm.
Today happens to be a bike horn, but it makes a horse's sound, a dog sound. It lights up in a billion different colors.
Oh, I would love that on my bike.
Oh, it's just super fun. And nobody knows what tomorrow is except me.
Oh, okay.
So every day is something different.
All right.
The staff doesn't even know. So they can't even tell you if you asked. But
I love this. What was your favorite toy growing up? What did you like to play with?
My bicycle.
Okay.
All day long, every day.
And would you turn it upside down? Remember how you would turn it upside down? And would we turn our bikes upside down? And or you would
oil the chain.
You'd oil the chain, and then you could put like baseball cards in the spokes, and then it'd go.
Yeah.
You remember all of that. All right.
Yeah.
So you like to do get on your bike and do that kind of thing.
Yep.
I have to say thank you. You brought me a hippo. And I'm always asking if you have hippos at Mac Kite. My daughter is absolutely in love with hippos.
Oh,
and
good.
I try to get her something hippo related every Christmas. And she is going to love this. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, because everybody wants a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Now, you know that, right? Isn't that a fact? Boy, I mean, who doesn't love hippos? So tell us about some of the things that you have at the store. What is the hottest toy now? Kids still play.
And
I get so sick of people going, oh, they're on their phones all the time. They still play.
And at Mac Kite, we firmly believe that children learn through play.
Yeah.
So we always encourage learning toys. But right now we're focused on stocking stuffers.
Oh, fun.
Because we have an entire wall when you walk in of stocking stuffers. One whole side is for kids.
Okay.
Just fun little things. The other side is for adults, because adults need fun, too.
Oh, I love this. Really?
Everything from pens that are like nunchucks to, I can't even tell you how many fun things are on that wall.
Oh, how fun.
So Dad doesn't need a tie in his stocking.
No.
You need to come in and find
something
super
cool.
Fun.
He doesn't need a pet rock either. Remember the pet rock? Remember the mood ring?
Oh, yeah.
Mine was always black.
Black. His pants were gold.
I mean,
mean, these silly things. And then, like, you'd wrap, there'd be albums underneath the tree, and you would hope, oh, I hope that's the Elton John, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. You know, you would just, you know, it's just amazing how things have changed. But some things have stayed the same,
the
too.
The joy stays the same.
It does
it?
Stay the same. And, you know, my grandkids, I mean, they are chomping at the bit. They are so excited and, you know, they look out the window at the snow. They love looking at the tree. They love shaking boxes underneath the tree. So I think that the holidays just brings out the best in people. I hope it does anyway.
It does for sure. We don't have crabby customers this time of year. Everybody's in a good mood. Everybody's looking for fun.
Yeah. So. Very, very cool. When is the next time that you're going on a, don't you go to like toy exhibitions and things like that? Tell me about that.
Sure. In February, Caleb and I will head to New York City.
Stop. I want to go with you so bad. Okay, go ahead.
4 days of Toy Fair.
Stop.
Huge. We book it through Toy Fair. And it still takes us 4 days to get through everything, to try everything, see everything, ride everything, play with everything.
Mm-hmm. And Caleb is really good at describing things. And your social media is off the hook, by the way.
Oh,
but
yeah.
He's really good at describing different things. And at this point, you're probably selling toys to children who are now parents that you... Am I right?
Are you
on third generation?
Absolutely right. Yes, you are. Yes.
Isn't that something?
It is. It there's a special feeling about that, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
When we can continue to do that for year after year.
Yeah.
We understand how lucky we are. Not everybody gets to do that.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Well, I can't wait for this ugly Christmas sweater. This is a week from tomorrow, right?
A week from tomorrow. Friday, 12/12.
Okay. Oh, 12/12. You're doing it on 12/12. And it's from what, like 9 to 5 or what?
Yeah, what, 10 to 6?
10 to 6.
When the stores are open.
And how late are you open during the week now?
We are open till 8 o'clock every night of the week except Sunday. Sunday, we're 10 to 6.
But okay.
It's shopping season. People need to get out when they can get out.
Yeah.
And I know more and more stores downtown are staying open.
That's good.
So, yeah.
And how, I mean, I know you're very involved with Grand Haven Main Street, but tell our audience how important it is to what you guys do.
Absolutely. Main Street brings us all together because our district is a little separated.
Yeah.
By Central Park, that area at the hill there. But it really focuses everybody's attention on the entire district, right? Mm-hmm. It's not just downtown, not just Centertown. But it's a whole district, and Grand Haven is varied in its layout. Are you close to the water?
Mm-hmm.
Are you closer? So it's just a focus on, look at all the things that we can do together.
Yeah.
Together we're a better group. Together we bring each other up.
Mm-hmm.
Rising tides lift all boats, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So Grand Haven Main Street is a big part of that.
And snowmelt helps, I'll tell you
Oh, my
word. Isn't that a fact?
One of three cities in Michigan?
I know. I always think if I win the lottery, snowmelt for everyone.
Yay.
You know, I'm serious. If I won the lottery, I would build a home that would have snowmelt in my driveway. I would do that.
I think if I won millions,
and then I'd like open up a Barbie store or something. I don't know, but I love Matt Kite, and people can get gift certificates there too, right? Can you do that? Okay,
absolutely. You can buy a gift certificate because you can't always understand what somebody might think is the ideal gift. So gift certificates are perfect, and
wonderful.
Then they can come in and choose. Out of the millions of things that
you
we share.
You sure do have millions and millions of things. What a fun job you have, I tell you. Well, have fun at that toy exhibition in New York City. How fun.
How fun. Yeah.
And, you know, toys vary, too, from the seasons, don't they?
They do,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Some seasons we carry more outdoor toys, obviously.
Yeah.
This time of year, our science section is huge.
Is it really?
Right? Yeah. We love the science. We love the building.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you wearing your ugly Christmas sweater to the radio station. I got to get a picture of you before we go, okay?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Let's do this one from Garth Brooks. Thank you for being here. Lynn from Matt Kite. It's another Grand Haven Main Street Spotlight. We so appreciate everything that you do in the community. This is Garth Brooks. This one's for you.
Thank you.
Downtown at an office party, Christmas Eve. Shaking everybody's hand so I could leave. About to say I'd love to stay.